Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we predict the Drag Race Season 12 finale, we perfect our Shark Tank pitch, Corey introduces the world to Sissy Mouthgag, and we figure out how to mind our P's and Q's. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
We call this a take two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we recorded an entire episode and then we sent in all the audio and my audio was completely empty.
I think should have we given the children a 32-minute episode of just me talking to no one?
Would that have been that bad? It could be kind of like a Corey and you get to talk back, and because you know that meme where it's like somebody listening to a podcast and they can't hear any of it, but they're like they can hear all of it, but they can't participate. This would be their chance to participate.
Well, and Lord knows we both talk at the same time so often that...
What are you talking about? What are you trying to get at?
So, I mean, it would be a great episode. Yeah. All I remember is that we said, hey, sharks, about 900 times.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be us trying to remember everything that we talked about.
And I was really excited. I wanted the episode to be called, hey, sharks.
Well, it can be. Is that your new intro line on Grindr? Is that what you open with?
Bitch, I deleted Grindr. What's the point of having Grindr in quarantine?
To foster a sense of community with your gay brothers and sisters.
Nobody's nice on Grindr.
Well, you could use it as like a... It's nice if you want to be like, hey, did you hear that really loud plane that just flew over
oh
us?
Oh my God. I will say.
Because that happened the other day, and Nick and I were both like, did you hear that plane? It was really low.
To the people on Grindr or to each
other? No, to each other. But if I didn't have him here as a roommate, I could have gotten on Grindr. You know, once that did happen and all the helicopters in my neighborhood, and I messaged somebody on Grindr, I said, Art, what's the deal?
You were all question mark emoji, helicopter emoji.
I sent, you know how Grindr has
shoulder
those,
shrugging emoji?
Those Grindr emojis.
Yes. You sent them the top bunk, the bottom bunk.
A prep pill.
The peach colored eggplant.
Yeah. I sent them all of those.
And the Karen from Will and Grace.
Sure. Is that one of them?
I don't, there's a woman in there and I always assumed it was her.
A woman.
A woman.
No, every time I hear the word woman, I think of when Mulan gets discovered in Mulan by the gay general of the army, you remember? And he...
I've never seen the animated Mulan all the way through.
I'm sorry,
I just, like, it never really did anything for me. I think I've tried to watch it a couple...
What are you talking about?
I think I tried to watch it a couple times and I fell asleep. I didn't love the music.
What? It really delivers all of the the peak classic. They figured out all of like how to make it. Like,
maybe
good
I'll watch.
Music.
Maybe that'll be my quarantine watch.
It has. Oh, you probably don't like
Eddie Murphy as Mushu.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see you not liking.
No,
the
I
comic
don't.
Relief sidekick character. That's the thing you hate.
The last thing I need is like a dragon to show up and fart.
And well, like, then don't date me, baby.
You're all fart, no dragon.
Hey, farts. You looking for, that's my, what, hey, sharks.
What'd you do, fart?
No. If imagine if Shark Tank were Fart Tank and you had to pitch to four different farts who will buy your idea.
There's four embodiments of farts that are sitting in the chairs.
They're kind of hovering in the chairs and they say, and they ask you about investments.
Very,
you know.
Casper the Friendly Ghost animated as a fart cloud.
Yeah, what's the difference really between a ghost spirit and like a fart cloud?
I don't know.
Intention, I think.
Either one
answer.
Can fuck up your life.
Yeah, I think both can haunt you, both can give you a deal in Fart Tank.
Both can linger.
Would you ever want to go on the show Fart Tank?
No. In fact, farts and fart jokes and guy stuff is all not what I'm into.
No? Okay, well.
No.
No.
So you're saying I should watch Mulan. What happened to the live action Mulan? Did it get postponed because of quarantine?
I think they had some drama because, you know, Disney was having issues with the main actress. And there was a bit of political unrest.
What'd she do?
Fart?
Bad pitch and Fart Tank?
No, she was... I don't really know all the P's and Q's of it all, but what does that mean, actually?
P's and Q's?
Yeah, what is P's and Q's?
Well, here, let me Google it for you.
I don't know the P's and Q's of Mulan, but I do know there was political unrest, I believe. And I think she, the main actress, was a little bit, her opinions were not favorable among a lot of people. Yeah. So I think it was not really an appreciated release, you see.
I see.
And plus they cut out, I think, some of the music, if not all of the music, and Eddie Murphy's character. And so, like, a lot of the nostalgia on the surface was gone. But I think, certainly, it's Disney. They wouldn't release a fuck-up, would they? They don't do that. Or do they? I don't really keep tabs.
Is this like when they had to redo the whole Sonic movie because they didn't like Sonic?
Yeah, but I think that was a conspiracy. I think that was released ahead of time, and then they had that terrible version come out so that it would cause a stir.
Oh, you know? Wow.
I don't know.
Well, mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah?
Doesn't really, this Wikipedia, there's a whole Wikipedia page for mind your P's and Q's.
Okay.
It's just, it's the literal interpretation of saying, make sure you're using your P's and Q's correctly and not flipping them around.
Oh, because they, well, that's a little dyslexophobia, or dyslexia, non-inclusive, dyslexia, what is it, bullying toward the dyslexic community.
Why isn't it mind your D's and B's?
That's what I'm saying. Bitch, you better mind your P's, Q's, D's, and B's, dot your I's, and cross your T's.
Mind your lowercase L's and your capital I's.
You better guess. Why not? Umlau the house down.
Boots.
Boots. So, hey, sharks, I'd love to talk about my new product, which helps you mind your P's, Q's, D's, and B's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who are you pitching to, Barbara?
Anybody, really. Anybody that's looking to buy. Anybody that's looking to spend.
Invest.
Do you know have you ever bought anything from Shark Tank?
Yes.
Okay, what?
I say yes, like we've already talked about this, but I realize we talked about it on the Lost episode.
Well, that's why I was giving you a in.
Yes, bitch. So yesterday I said that I had purchased these cheese snacks I saw on there.
Okay, you did not tell me that, or I wasn't listening.
Well, who could never be sure?
I did not mind that P or Q.
I got these cheese snacks. I got this like beach towel blanket.
I don't know about food on Shark Tank, to be honest. I'm looking for gadgets and gizmos. I'm not looking for like, here, try my mini quiche.
You know what,
like,
I hate?
No, fuck off.
I hate clothing on Shark Tank. I think, who cares? Oh, a button down for short kings.
A special sock. Cool.
Tipsy elves.
No, I agree. Yeah. Unless it's something revolutionary in a brand new piece of clothing, that we as a humanity have never had before, take it to Sears. I don't want it on Shark Tank. I don't need, like, there's nothing revolutionary about anything that you've brought to me.
Fall
and
into
for that
the
reason,
gap.
I'm out.
I wish I could just be on Shark Tank to just be a bitch to people. I'd be like, your idea looks stupid.
Let me just say, not being on Shark Tank hasn't stopped you.
Oh, wow. to their face instead of behind their back for once.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you can come out with a face mask for both of your faces for the quarantine, mm-hmm. you two-faced bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even have one face mask and I need two.
What are you talking about? You don't have one.
I have a survivor buff that I like wear. Well, it's not even
you're
a survivor.
You're like, I have some saran wrap I wrap around my face.
I stuck a sock in my mouth and duct taped it.
Well, I throw in my ball gag and I head down the street.
The sissy ball gag, sissy mouth gag.
I take a little bit of crazy glue and I just pucker up my lips and
we had a white elephant Christmas thing a few years ago and one of it's all usually like me and a bunch of my San Francisco friends and somebody got a sissy, it was called a sissy mouth gag and you I didn't get it. My friend Adam got it. And you put it in your mouth and it had like big, like pink lips and a hole. And it clips behind your head and it keeps your little mouth open.
Oh.
And it said it was called Sissy Mouth Gag.
What about it is for your sister?
I thought that should be your drag name.
Sissy Mouth Gag? Is Sissy really a name? Are there people named Sissy?
We had a cat named Sissy.
Sicily? It could be Sicily Mouth Gag. Actually, I don't mind Sicily Mouth Gag.
That's worse.
Hello, I'm Sicily Mouth Gag.
Actually, and if for anybody who wants to Google this, if you Google Sissy Mouth Gag, it pulls up the exact one that I was talking about.
Was it on Shark Tank?
I wish.
you come through the front doors, you're like, hello, Shark.
Hey, Sharks.
Hey, Sharks.
You ever trying to keep your mouth open and keeping plastic lips on your face?
No, it's not just for like sex, but what else could it be for?
A drag queen look.
Sure. I was thinking more
trying
like,
out lipstick colors.
You know, when you're trying to force things into a
jar?
No, a vegetable.
A juicer kind of juicer. Situation.
Yeah, and you need to keep it open. You could force things into your throat like that.
You could put lipstick on it and have it kiss like pieces of paper, like notes that you write to people, envelopes.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. A little smooch for your for your letter, your love letter.
Mm-hmm. That's what, it's like a stamp, a lip stamp, essentially.
I think we have something to bring to Shark Tank, to be honest.
Hey, Sharks. Do you ever want to try on a lip color, but you don't want to put it on your own lips first?
Or it could be for people without lips.
Truly.
There's a large Maybe. Community.
I mean, you can speak on behalf of most of them.
I can speak on behalf of them, but I can't enunciate. I don't have lips, so.
Well.
Do you know what a scrub daddy is?
Yes. A scrub daddy is like a sponge, a little
Okay, I'm on a website that's the most successful Shark Tank products of all time. I want to ask if you know certain ones, okay?
Yeah, I know Scrub Daddy and Squatty Potty.
Okay, well, I have a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is the number four most successful of all time of all Shark Tank products.
Not
Do you know number one?
Not number two.
No. No.
Oh, now guess what number one is? Crawling back to a fart joke.
Yeah, it's not even a fart joke. That's a poop joke.
Well, not all poops are farts, but all farts are poops, you know?
That's not true. You could have a poop. Not all farts are poops. Even farts, all farts have poop particles, I think.
Did farts walk so poops could run?
Farts, yes, I think. I think what makes poop float is within the poop there is some fart.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Buoyancy.
That has to be why poop floats. You know, well, about Hope floats?
Yeah, it, didn't it have Katie Holmes in it?
I didn't catch it.
Well.
What about root beer floats?
Hope floats.
No.
Maybe it was, oh no, Sandra Bullock. Okay, wait, what about a root beer float?
Yay or nay?
No. I'd rather have a Coke float, a Pepsi float, a Mountain Dew float.
Mountain Dew float? Okay.
I just don't love root beer. Maybe a cream soda. That's way better.
I do like a cream soda. That is pretty good. Or even like an orange cream soda where it's like a creamsicle type of vibe. Anyway, the number one Shark Tank product of all time is, what's that fucking thing? It's the ring.
Oh, the doorbell. Yeah.
$611 million. And they did not take the deal.
Right. And then he sold to Amazon.
That's insane. That's
bonkers. They were all, who wants a camera and a doorbell? Grow up.
Yeah. Well, somebody did. And then Scrub Daddy, which is what? Just
Well, it's a little sponge moment.
A sponge. Lori, of course, went for it. A Simply Fit board. Did you see that episode?
Yeah, I think that was just last season. It was like sit-ups and shit.
Okay. Well, it looks like they're on some type of shape-up shoot.
Maybe it's like push-ups or something. I don't know.
Maybe I'll get it and I'll try it.
Well, tell
Lori. And then, of course, the Squatty Potty. And then number five, what I know you hate, the Tipsy Elves sweaters.
Yeah, they're just like straight bros. Love it.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you have a combination tailgate Christmas event that you have to go to, and like this is what you wear.
Well, I'm from Michigan. All of our Christmas events are tailgate themed.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, I was watching an episode of We're Here. Have you watched it?
So, oh my God, I've only watched episode 2.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's the one I was going to bring up.
Oh.
You know when they're like in the back, like in the garage, playing beer pong with all the guys.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, this is like where Corey's from. This is like when Corey goes back to his hometown and he's Eureka.
Yeah. Elephant Queen.
I was like, oh my God. Like all these like swamp kings and then Corey.
I'm sorry, but that guy was hot.
I know you thought that.
Anyway. He was hot, even if he did have a fox racing tattoo on his chest.
I'm really loving that show, to be honest. It's really, I find it to be heartwarming.
I cried.
I cry every episode.
Yeah. My roommate had already seen the first one, so I watched the second one with him, and I'll go back and watch the first. But I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed. I thought the moment that the one drag queen and his mom or his grandpa had was like really cute and special, and I cried, and the fact that it made Bob emotional too, I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with the three hosts. I think they are incredible at their job and connecting with anybody and everybody. I think Bob, Eureka, Shangela all do a really good job. I think the best part about the show is, yes, you have that HBO budget, but you have such good production. Like the stories that they get of like, it's hard to find good subjects for a show like that are consistent and diverse and different than each other and all from the same town. And then, you know, especially if you're traveling all around, like that is really hard work. So for them to like find good people to do makeovers for who deserve to have stories like surrounding them, I was very impressed so far.
Yeah. And I was really loved it. The whole like wedding moment at the end of that drag performance gave me full body chills, and I was like crying. It was so good. If you're not watching it, you should, and get a friend to give you their HBO password if you don't have one.
Sure. Yes.
Speaking of Drag Race.
Yes.
Are you ready for the final three finale?
I am. I am, but it's a little bit like womp womp. Like, it's hard to get excited for some, like, a finale of your favorite show when
it's being done via Zoom.
Yeah. Which I I understand that they can't help it. There's nothing they can do about it. But like, it's still kind of like bummer summer.
You know what gives me hope though?
What?
The Real Housewives of Atlanta have had to do their, like, it's usually like a 3-part reunion that they do at the end of the Housewives seasons. And the Atlanta one has been lit. And it's just been people like screaming at each other. And they've done a really good job of like editing it. So it just shows the two people who are like arguing, which is essentially what the camera cuts would have been had they filmed it in a studio anyway. So that gives me a little bit of hope. I hope it's not just 8 people talking over each other at the same time.
Well, that's what I fear, but we'll see. I mean, I also am a little bit like, ugh, about what's going to happen for, how are they going to do like a lip sync? And
yeah,
I would love if they were able to like even just use the YouTube space in LA where they can rent a huge warehouse room and set up cameras and lighting, and it can be a moment, even if you have to do it socially distant. I understand, like, obviously the crew should be protected and the people, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and everybody's probably not even based in LA.
And I'm sure it's like a question that's out of Drag Race's hands. Like, it's out of the production company's hands. I'm sure there are rules based on state or VH1 or blah, 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 blah. So I'm sure it's like, just because we want something to be doesn't mean that it can be. But I'm, as far as like talent goes, I'm actually really excited because it's one of those seasons where you don't know who's going to win, to be honest. Like,
I mean, I'm not going to talk about the disqualified queen because it's whatever, but the other 3 that are in the finals are incredible and have been so fun to watch all season. I will genuinely be happy if any of the 3 of them win. I think they're all so talented. Crystal just like warms my heart completely. I've loved every look that Gigi pulls. I think Jada is so beautiful, and every time she's on stage looks like a full ass woman in the most like natural, beautiful way. And I've just can't, me and my friends that I like text with, we have a group text called Fuck My Drag, and we just like have all been raving about these 3 queens all season. And it's so fun to like see them all there because I think they're all very deserving.
Totally. I mean, Gigi, from the start, I feel like everyone's pick was Gigi because, like, polished from the get-go. But then you have a trajectory like, Crystal Method, where it's like you grow to really love her as she, like, comes out of her shell. And then I think Jada, it's like we haven't had a pageant queen type of winner recently, I don't think, but she's so much more than a pageant queen, which makes me think she should be a winner because she's so well-rounded. But yeah, I think all 3 of them have really come out of their shell. All 3 of them could go on in All Stars if they don't win this.
Oh, absolutely. I said whichever 2 don't win, hands down, deserve to go on an All Star season and should be there and have earned a place, at least for me, to want to watch them again and continue to see them grow. And I'm like excited for the world to reopen because I think you've said this before. It's such a bummer that they're not able to tour and do the normal bar gigs that they're doing while the episodes are airing, especially with all these bars that do like Drag Race Fridays and that sort of thing. But I will definitely watch these queens if they're coming to San Francisco or if I'm traveling somewhere or if they're in LA. I would love to see any of them perform, any of the queens from this season. I think they've all been so fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, especially in this most recent episode, right before the finale, they did kind of like a medley from the Vegas show, which I got to go see. And when I went to see it, it was the premiere of the Vegas show. It was like the very first time that they ever did it. And so they had like a little premiere party, and the entire cast of the season, season 12, was at the premiere party. And so it was very bizarre because we were sitting with all these queens, and I didn't know them yet. I only kind of saw their intros for this season. And it's wild to see which of those ones that like may have been shy in person now I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
And some of them knew the songs from the musical because in this most recent episode to get into the finale, they did like a medley of those songs. And I didn't put 2 and 2 together, but at that finale, I mean, at that live thing, some of them they were like having moments where they were like, oh my god. I didn't even connect the dots that's why they knew the songs that they were singing because they sang them on the show. I was really happy for Brett because our friend Brett Leland did the music for it, and he was on that episode. I thought he was so good.
I need to text him because I want to know if he wrote Losing is the New Winning, because I am obsessed with it. And I think it's like one of the best Drag Race songs they've had.
Yeah. You would love the Vegas show. You should go see it. We should go see it.
No, it's so funny. Literally, like I said, usually we have Drag Race parties, but obviously it's like we had one for the like first two episodes and then all this shit happened in March. So we haven't had them, but we still have a very active group thread. And it's nice because people don't text until Saturday mornings just to like make sure everyone's seen the episode and that sort of thing. But it's still felt the same. Like everyone's still excited and that sort of thing. But
I get that.
Yeah. We were all saying after seeing the performance this week, we were like, we need to go to Vegas.
I'll come. I want to go. Let me come.
I like doing things. I like stuff.
I'll be there. Fine.
Great.
I'll do it. Corey, what else is new this week?
Well, I was saying I had...
Actually, before we leave the Drag Race conversation, let's do a prediction. Who do you think is going to take the crown?
It's so weird.
You have
weird.
To pick just one.
It's so weird because honestly, I remember last year I felt the same way about Brooklyn, Evie, and Akiria. Like, I loved all three of them so much.
Good final three.
Silky was fourth, but I wasn't really rooting for her. The other three I would have said... it's the same thing. The other three, I would have genuinely been happy for any of the three of them. And I very much feel this way this season. I think deep down my gut's pulling for Crystal because I think it's would be the biggest surprise win for me. I can see Gigi or Jada winning more clearly. And I think Crystal would be such a surprise. And it's weird, like something about her personality and her goofiness that she just doesn't realize that she's that special. Like, it just makes me love her that much more. And she's not like super conceited or has a big ego. Not that any of the other ones do too, but I think Crystal's just so charming in a way that she doesn't know it about herself. And it just really makes me love her.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line and it's very subjective when you try to figure out, okay, is that confidence or cockiness? And sometimes some people rub you a certain way because they remind you of somebody, you don't even think about it. And like, yeah. So sometimes it can be perceived, but I think Crystal is super humble, sure of herself, like sure of her perspective in drag.
Sure of like what she wants to wear, what her looks are going to be. And it's like weird without having to say like, I'm the weird girl. I don't know. I love it.
And going into the finale of Drag Race, it's kind of like you sometimes start to see how they're doing the angle of each queen. Like, you sometimes will have a pageant queen and then you'll sometimes have a kooky queen that's like outside the box. So it's hard to like differentiate and think of the queens as more than just how they're edited, because all of them are a lot more multifaceted than I think an edit will give them. But I think this final three is super talented, where it's like, okay, you have... they may be in their edited box, but they can still do comedy and they can still pull looks and they can still, like, they're not one trick ponies. All of them can really pull it all together. So
absolutely.
My pick, I think, is Jada though. I think that's who I'm going to go with. Although
tough.
I would be happy with any of them. Jada, I think, is like
the total star, package,
the full package, the queen of the season for me. She's the one.
Almost like every look that she's served as well, I've thought, like, every time she's on the runway, I'm like, yes, yes, more, more.
Yeah, and I love that she gets, she can go deeper in conversation during Untucked. I think she's really introspective and thoughtful and mindful. I think, funny, beautiful, stunning, everything. Ugh. A queen's queen.
Great.
Yeah.
How was your week, though?
It was good.
Well, we're getting close to the end. I was just gonna like ask.
It was same old, same old. I mean, we're on day what, 60 something of the quarantine.
That's insane to me.
It's been... I've tried to like kind of unplug a little bit this week, which has been really nice, and not be like on my phone.
It's so weird. Like, I have been so logged out of social media this entire kind of quarantine. Like, it's just been a lot for me, and it's it's just been nice to stay off of it and find some other like avenues to do. Yes, I've been playing a lot of video games, which may or not be just as bad as being on social media, but at least I'm like logged out of like the constant chaos and the constant fighting and the constant finger pointing and he's wrong, she's wrong.
Well, you get 24 hours in your day. You get only a handful of attention that you can give to whatever you want to give it to. Do you want to log into a place that you can't control who is like controlling your mood? Or do you want to go on Animal Crossing where you know, like, okay, all of my time when I log into this thing is going to be filled with calm joy?
Where I have
like,
10
is
nice...
it the same? Is it the same thing as going onto Twitter? Absolutely not.
Where I have 10 nice neighbors who mail me letters and give me presents, and they're always so excited to see me.
Right. So I think
nice.
To be conscious of what you're logging into and the mood that it puts you in is a really empowering thing.
Can you believe I'm going to start an Animal Crossing YouTube channel?
I would love that.
One of my friends came and saw my island and was like, you have to, he was like, it's so good. You have to like put this online somewhere. I've dedicated a lot of time.
But I think there is something special about having something just for you and not monetizing on it or turning it into content. So maybe it is special to just have it as your little home.
It is. It's so that's beautiful.
That's me keeping you off YouTube, bitch. Right. Stay the fuck off.
It's so beautiful. I'll FaceTime you and show you a walkthrough.
I would love. That would be sweet. It'd be really nice for me.
Very pretty. But yeah, my week was good. I actually had a lot of things last week, like a friend's birthday party that we did on Zoom, another friend's engagement party that we did on Zoom, and just like played games and hung out and wore wigs and wore lipstick. And it was nice. I need to keep reminding myself that those things are important to still do. The engagement party especially felt almost like a real hangout, like especially at our house where a lot of people would usually gather for drag race nights and just parties and stuff before we went out. My roommate and I were sitting on the couch playing like Code Names online with our friends. And it almost did feel like it was everyone was in the room and we were all drinking beers and blah, blah, blah. But I said it was kind of fun because Code Names is, I actually think I prefer it with people on the computers because like people are just like shutting the fuck up when it's not their turn to like think about something.
I agree. I play it with my siblings and it's really fun.
Yeah. And we're just like, and when time's up, we're like, okay, good night, everyone. And you just close the computer and you don't have to, like,
you don't have to wait for them to order an Uber.
Right. And yeah, I do miss hugs though. I really miss hugs a lot.
You know what you could do?
Hug a pillow.
Hug yourself. It's actually pretty nice.
Show me. Give me a demo live.
You can
right
kind of go around here. You can go low. Oh. You could even go one up, one back, one forward, one back.
One up or two down.
You could go hug your knees a little and bring those in. It's like however you want, you can do.
I've noticed I've been definitely cuddling my pillows more than I ever have. It's very strange.
Hot.
Hot.
Love that for you. Me? I've recently been getting into farts. I think I told you about this. No, not farts. Midnight Gospel.
Yes, I wrote it down and it's on my list of things to watch. I was saying
on Netflix.
All my shows like Survivor ended, Drag Race is ending. And so I've been holding these other shows that I can binge so that I have something weekly to look forward to.
Well, my recommendation this week, if you're out there listening, if you're looking for something to watch, it's called Midnight Gospel. It's like a animated series where it's based on a podcast that's like all conversations of the host and somebody else. And they have these deep conversations, but then they took those conversations and animated them. And it's got this like through line narrative of exploring different simulations and realities. And it's really visually interesting, but also it goes deep and it makes you think and blah, blah, blah. I've been loving it. It's my new favorite thing.
Do I take an edible or no?
You absolutely would. Any yes. drug would do, to be honest. I think, honestly, you will be like, oh, I should watch this episode sober and then watch it high and then watch it on a hallucinogen. You will enjoy any type of way you consume it.
I can't wait. I guess sign me up.
You'll love. Okay. Well, report back what you think.
All right. Well, I think that's the take two episode is all done now.
Do you think the audio recorded? Who knows?
God, I mean, my little dots have been moving the entire time. I pray that yours have.
Mine have been moving. Yeah, I'm watching
what
them
if
move right now.
I should just email and tell them to just put my two audios together and make an episode
sure.
of me talking to myself.
I wonder how that would, like, you could totally make a podcast where you record one half and then interact with that as you record the second half.
Yeah, that's my new show. That's my new show.
Love it. Great K2.
Tuesdays with Corey.
Love that. Sounds like a hit. Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me at Hey Sharks in the Shark Tank every week.
You can find me at Sissy's Mouth Gag.
I thought you were Sicily Mouth Gag.
Sicily Mouth Gag. Yep, that's it. Have a good life, Corey. I'll see you next week.
Love ya.
Bye, love you.